My guest at this time is retired U.S. Major General Paul Vallely. He's now head of Stand Up America, which you can find online at standupamericaus.com. We want to get his thoughts today, as there appears to be yet another conflict between the opinions and preferences of U.S. commanders on the ground and the Obama administration, this time in Iraq. According to the most recent reports, the commanders would like to keep 27,000 U.S. forces in Iraq for the ability to engage in counterinsurgency and other security measures, in addition to training Iraqi security forces. The Obama administration originally took that down to 10,000, and now it's demanding that by the end of the year, only 3,000 U.S. personnel be on the ground there in Iraq. And, General, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg. Happy to be with you again today.
Thank you. You've certainly, I'm sure, been in this position before, given your high rank in the service to our country in the U.S. Army. When commanders and civilian leaders clash, as they have apparently in Afghanistan and now again in Iraq, how is that dealt with on the military end of things?
Well, Greg, it appears now to be probably worse than it's ever been that I can recall in 4 or 5 decades. And I know we've had a lot of consternation, you know, before regarding Korea and Vietnam. But this Middle East thing has just turned into a total debacle. And the question is now, how do we reposition our forces? How can we develop an effective forward strategy for today and tomorrow? But the leadership, Greg, at the top, particularly in the national security team, is about as inept as I've ever seen it. I was hoping and still hoping that the generals and admirals would finally stand up to these inept political appointees and really develop what we need, and that is a new strategy. And when we look at the threats now in Iraq and the threats to our forces there, we've gotten intelligence reports in the last month that General Suleiman, who's the commanding general of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, the Quds Force, really is controlling much of what is going on inside of Iraq now with the Shiites, particularly south of Baghdad in those areas. And so to leave and position a bunch of training forces that are going to be opened targets for the Iranian-supported Iraqi Shiites is not a smart move. I would reposition all of our forces outside of Iraq in our established safe lily pads, and then, based on that, I would go ahead and target selected Iranian targets as well as Hezbollah targets that are affecting what's going on within side of Iraq. But it's not a good idea to leave any of our troops inside of Iraq, because basically it's been turned over to much the control to Iran from what we are getting.
Well, to some on first blush, it would suggest that given the lily pad strategy you've long advocated, that reducing to 3,000 forces is at least partially something that you could embrace. You would just want them outside of the borders of Iraq. But do you get the sense that there is any sort of new strategy involved with this drawdown?
No, I sense no new strategy at all, and that's exactly my point. But I don't even call it a withdrawal or drawdown. What I would do, you never tell the enemy you're going to withdraw, and particularly the Iranians and the Al-Qaeda. What you have to establish that is we're repositioning our forces for today and tomorrow, and we're going to go after targets of opportunity. So if you're going to continue to try to control what's going on inside Iraq, we are going to take out those targets that are Iranian in nature, the supply lines that are coming in. Iran is the center of terror, and they are really the puppet master of the Middle East now. And I don't want to see any of our troops in an unsafe zone. I want to see them in safe zones where they can attack the enemy from our carrier fleets, from our air bases, and using our covert unconventional forces that I've advocated for years now. But we need a new strategy, and we need the generals and admirals to stand up and develop a forward strategy that we can deal with today and tomorrow. That's what's key. And protect our forces. Get out of this nation-building business.
A couple quick follow-ups to what you just said, General. First of all, very simply, why do you think they aren't standing up?
Well, I don't know. It's they haven't stood up for years, as far as I'm concerned. to continue this mythical counterinsurgency strategy and nation building. As I was told by a very close confidant, a Lebanese colonel, he said, make sure you don't deploy forces into the Middle East and establish bases and do nation building. It's nothing but a gigantic sponge that will soak up all your financial and human resources. And that's exactly what has happened in Afghanistan and to Iraq to a great degree. So we don't need our soldiers in harm's way anymore. Let's reposition them for today and tomorrow. Let's get good human and technical intelligence. Tell us where the targets are for the global jihadis and the states that enable the terrorist network. And let's take those targets down, return to home base. They pop their head up again, we take them out, we come back to home base. And we can do that with our fleets and our other offshore bases. They're in secure locations.
General, in terms of something you said a moment ago, there may be some folks who raise their eyebrows, because even though your strategy would be different, no long-term boots on the ground or anything, you did mention targets inside Iran. And
that's correct.
Although it would be a very different type of strategy, there are undoubtedly folks out there saying, look, we've got things going on in Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya. How much more can we take on? What do you tell them?
Well, exactly. That's why we reposition our forces. We do not have any bases in the Middle East. We attack from outside. Therefore, you've repositioned the strength of your forces into areas you secure, and you attack the enemy from there. So that's what I tell them. And it makes a lot of sense to a lot of retired generals out now, what I'm saying. I've got a lot of backing for this. Let's get out of this nation building. Let's reposition them to bases where we can attack the enemy.
Just a side question now, more on Iran than where we started in Iraq. But on your website, you also have more information about what seems to be the latest intelligence on Iran's nuclear progress. What can you tell us for sure?
Well, they have progressed. Some of the intelligence we're getting from the Iranian opposition forces is that they do have nuclear warheads at this time, so they're low yield, but they can be put on the Shahab 3 missile that was developed for the Iranians in cooperation with the North Koreans. And all they have to do is put that in a container. And they have bought the Club K system, the Iranians have, from the Russians. And the Club K is a containerized missile launch system that can be put on a container ship and shipped offshore to any offshore location that would target New York, Washington, Seattle, Los Angeles, Paris, London, and any other selected targets the Iranians may choose to hit, including Israel. We know that's the Iranian intentions. That's what they're going to do. They see where our vulnerability is. And that's all covered on the Stand Up America U.S. website if anybody wants to look into it.
Well, very interesting. And as we said at the outset, yet another standoff between the military leaders and the administration. General, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Greg.
Retired U.S. Army Major General Paul Vallely. He is now head of Stand Up America. Learn more about their work online at StandUpAmericaUS.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.